more Americans killed every 2 days in America because of the vaccine than were killed in an entire year in Vietnam, or there are more Americans removed from the labor pool every day than were killed in an entire year in the Vietnam War. You understand the magnitude of that. What I want to do for our listeners, I want to translate these numbers as closely as possible into daily numbers, because it's easier for people to grasp. And if we start with excess mortality, you're talking about the general population had excess mortality of 32%. So if we take the typical number of normal daily deaths in the United States pre-COVID, that would be about 7,700 per day. And if we add 32% to that, that's about 2,460 people per day dying who would otherwise not have died, is what that looks like. Does it sound like I'm doing the math correctly on that?
The math's correct. And then within that group, the rate is higher for the subset of those who are working at these Fortune 500 companies.
3.2 million people into 630 days is 5,000 people a day.
Yeah. There you go.
Wow. All right. Yeah. So if you add that to the number who have died, excess mortalities of almost 2,500, then we're talking about almost 7,500 people per day taken out of the potential workforce.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And let's think about this too. So about 3.2 million conservatively, because if you use the 29, it's four. Let's give the benefit of the doubt. 3.2 million. 1.7 million of those are employed people. So you can see that is, you know, basically half.
Yes.
It's insanity.
Ask, because you know the very basis of a civilization is the productive individuals contributing in some way, services or labor or ideas. You know how it works. And if we are removing 7,500 people per day from that equation, how, you know, that is not an insignificant number.
No, that's
huge.
And it's huge. And you know, Mike, when you read the headlines, you see, you know, they talk about the Great Resignation. That's why we can't get into millennials are lazy and all this nonsense. I think the predominant reason for the help wanted signs we are seeing is this. And then secondly, you know, supply chains didn't break in 2020. They started breaking in 21 and 22. There was disruptions. But why do we have supply chain breakages? Well, yes, we have some global issues, but we have less people to move things around and to show up to work. And not only is it the disabled person, you know, if you're taking care of a disabled person, you miss work and you have hours that you miss because you're taking care of that person. You have to go home early for an appointment. I mean, this has knock-on effects. There were 61,000 excess millennials, according to the CDC data, the way we calculated the baseline. 61,000 millennials just kind of went poof between March of 21 and February of 22. It's probably higher now, but that's a Vietnam War in 11 months.